So we welcome them today. They're watching by Facebook and YouTube. So we welcome you guys to join in with our service today. And all those also who listen by way of radio, we welcome you to this service today. Today I'll be in Daniel chapter 5. I'll be talking to you today about a message from Daniel chapter 5. I'll be talking about the handwriting that's on the wall. So we'll be talking about that this morning on this Memorial Day. Glad you're here. So let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for today. We thank you for what this weekend is to us. And we just thank you, Lord, for the freedoms that we have. We know that we've been Christ-paid for the freedoms that we do it. And we thank you for those who lay down their lives for us. Father, today we pray that you can remember those and honor those. Ask, Lord, today that you would help us in this service today as we look at this message from Daniel chapter 5. We honor you today for what we do in Christ's name.
Pastor, there's several announcements just today in your bulletin. One about Vacation Bible School, which will be starting June 6th, 5th, and 8th. Remember that. Also, we put a list there in the bulletin of some supplies we'll be taking with us to Good Samaritan Children's Home. There's a list of supplies listed there, and we'll have a container out front in the foyer for that to be deposited. from sin. We have a home in heaven when we put our trust and faith in you. We pray that we'll remember the works of your hands in our life today. Open our hearts as we receive your word this morning. Thank you for the opportunity we had to sing your praises this morning. We ask in Christ.
To the brave men and women who stood up for freedom, who answered the call and fought for our nation, who paid the ultimate price and never came back. To the American soldier, we thank you. To the mothers and fathers who raised a hero, to the brothers and sisters with an empty space, to the sons and daughters who have only memories, to the wives and husbands who bear the void with pride, to all who've lost a soldier they love. No gift can repay your sacrifice. No tribute can match our admiration. No word can contain our gratitude, but still, deserves to be said. We remember you. We salute you. And we honor you today.
Worship team, congregation, a few years back, our church, we took a mission trip up around Washington, D.C. And we were privileged as a church to be able to present and read the tomb of unknown souls. Blessing experiences in my life. I've never been there to all you know what that's about. And, one day you get together and see that. Memorial Day is a unique American holiday. Each day, each year, we pause on Memorial Day to remember those who laid down their life for family, for friends. We do on Sunday morning here in the church for the freedom that we have in our nation. So it is a time of remembrance. It's a time that we remember. I think the biggest battle, though, in America today is for the soul of America. Because our culture has changed, our nation has changed. This past week in our country, we've experienced some heavy days.